With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. Police are investigating after an alleged breach of isolation protocols by travelers who were quarantining at home. Radio KMAN's Carsley Fuller has more.
The mobile compliance team, public health, and police visited the property on Thursday and say the offenders have been warned for intended prosecution. Standard protocol is that travelers, along with their households, will either be moved to a government facility or monitored under 24-hour security detail at the traveler's expense. As the travelers in question have not completed their mandatory 14-day isolation period, public health is completing contact tracing out of an abundance of caution, and any residents found to have been in close contact with them will be contacted. This matter is under investigation, and a completed file will be sent to the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions for a decision.
Radio KMAN's Carsley Fuller there. If found in breach of mandatory isolation, you could face a fine of $10,000 and imprisonment for 2 years. Leadership at John Gray High School say violence on campus is never tolerated. In a letter to parents last week, Principal John Clark said the school does see a spike in behavior issues around Pirates Week, but tension in the community seemed particularly high this year. The letter comes after a series of videos of students in uniform engaged in fighting posted on social media. The principal says senior staff have been working to ensure appropriate and strong sanctions have been put in place, and that includes exclusions and referrals to the Department of Education Services. In the most serious cases, it involves intervention from police. Mr. Clark says John Gray has made huge progress as a school, and the vast majority of students behave impeccably every day. In regional news, the Trinidad government has now allocated $30 million to bail out restaurant and bar employees and people who are self-employed. Carib Update's Wendy Chateau reports.
Prime Minister Dr. Keith Rowley announced on the weekend that the government has allocated an additional $10 million for employees of bars and restaurants who have lost their jobs and suffered a reduction in income. He said $20 million has also been allocated for people who are self-employed and are now unable to make ends meet. Rowley was speaking at the COVID-19 press conference in Tobago. He said while people are expecting that the government would remove the restriction on the in-house consumption of alcohol at bars and restaurants, a decision was taken to maintain the measure because bars are in the business of encouraging congregation, and congregation is the danger.
Carib Update's Wendy Chateau there. Now to the BBC for the latest world headlines. From Radio KMAN's newsroom, I'm April Cummings.
BBC News with Neil Nunes. Oxford University and the drugs firm AstraZeneca say large-scale trials of their coronavirus vaccine have shown that it's highly effective at preventing COVID-19. The jab is also cheaper and easier to store and transport than the two other vaccines developed by Pfizer and Moderna. It's hoped that billions of doses can be produced in the coming year. Israeli media say the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu secretly flew to Saudi Arabia on Sunday for talks with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. It's the first ever reported visit to the kingdom by an Israeli leader. There's been no official confirmation by Israel. The Saudis have denied that the meeting took place. The World Meteorological Organization says the level of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere has continued to rise despite coronavirus lockdowns. The UN agency said this was despite a sharp drop in carbon emissions in the first half of the year. Police in Uganda say the number of people known to have died during opposition protests last week has risen to 45. Many were shot dead. The former French president, Nicolas Sarkozy, has appeared in court in Paris at the start of his corruption trial. He's charged with trying to bribe a judge to give him inside information, which he denies. The case has now been adjourned. Germany says its forces were prevented from carrying out a full search of a Turkish ship suspected of taking weapons to Libya. The Defense Ministry in Berlin said its personnel boarded the vessel but had to abandon the operation after Turkey protested to the European Union. The head of the Confederation of African Football, Ahmad Ahmad, has been banned from the game for 5 years. FIFA said he had been found guilty of breaching its code of ethics. BBC News.